ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة. Would that I know, my master, my Allah, my protector, whether you will give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down prostrate before your greatness. وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة. Or tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. وبشكرك مادحة. And giving thanks to you in praise. وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة. Or the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة. Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you till they have become humble. وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة. And limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and entreating your forgiveness in submission. وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة. ما هكذا الظن بك. No such opinion is held of you. ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب. Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. Earlier on, we have talked about the spirit of praying, the spirit of supplication. Now, the most comprehensive type of worship is prayer. The one who performs prayer is showing his humility to the Lord. He is appreciating his Lord. He is confessing to the concept of monotheism. He's confessing to his oneness. The prayer performer's body organs that are all attached to this conscious activity will eagerly hurry to worship places such as the mosques and the shrines. The knowledgeable servants of the Lord who have deeply known their Lord and His creation motives are really humble before Him. They confess to His oneness in public, in solitude. They are always thankful to His numerous blessings, even when they are in racha and shiddah, both in ease and in adversity. They rush to worship places with their enthusiastic organs for gaining his satisfaction. Now, this is the question. How can these servants hold a bad opinion of you? Why shouldn't they be optimistic of your forgiveness? Which prophet, which heavenly book has informed the pious servants that they would be tortured and their faces, their hearts, their tongues, their lambs will be burnt in fire? مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكْ. No such opinion is held of you.
I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you? Or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction? Or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you? Or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively? Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, brothers and sisters, all the prophets, imams, heavenly books, they have all notified the believers that the pious ones, the pious believers who have committed virtues, will not be tortured in fire away from their Lord, even if they have had some wrongdoings because of their repentance and regretfulness. This is the point. These not being tortured, these facts, are only based on one condition, true repentance and regretfulness. Some traditions about the most comprehensive worship, that is prayer, are mentioned in our books, and we will try to bring some of them to discussion here, hoping Allah may help us in completing this great worship that hinders chastisement from all of us. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is proving. أَتُسَلِّقُ النَّارَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدًا. Will you give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down in prostration to you? We are all praying. We are all falling in prostration many times a day. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقًا. Will you give fire dominion over the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness? We all recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is one. We profess to oneness, to monotheism. O Allah, we are muwahid. We are monotheist down in the bottom of our hearts. We believe in the oneness, even though we might have some wrongdoings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states in traditions about prayer, As-salatu min shara'i' ad-din. Prayer is among the religious rules. وَفِيهَا مَرْضَاتُ الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. It brings Allah satisfaction. وَهِيَ مِنْ حَاجُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And it is the Prophet's path. And As-salatu tastanzilu rahmah. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, prayer descends blessings. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.